When you need a significant amount of money to fund a business venture, home renovation, or other essential expense, getting a $50,000 loan can be a game changer. However, it's not as simple as walking into a bank and walking out with a big check. Lenders have strict eligibility criteria that you must meet to qualify for a loan of this size, including factors such as your credit score, income, employment history, and collateral. In this ultimate guide, we'll take an in-depth look at what it takes to qualify for a $50,000 loan in Canada. We'll explore the various types of loans available, the eligibility requirements, and the application process. We'll also discuss alternative financing options and scams to avoid. By the end of this guide, you'll have a clear understanding of what it takes to secure a $50,000 loan and the steps you need to take to make it happen. Factors affecting loan eligibility. Before we dive into the specifics of how to qualify for a $50,000 loan, let's take a closer look at the key factors that affect your eligibility. Credit score. Your credit score is a numerical representation of your creditworthiness, and it's one of the most important factors that lenders consider when assessing your application. Your credit score is determined by your credit history, including your payment history, outstanding debt, and length of credit history. In Canada, credit scores range from 300 to 900, with a score of 650 or higher generally considered good. A high credit score shows that you're a responsible borrower who's likely to repay the loan on time, while a low credit score indicates a higher risk of default. Debt-to-income ratio. Your debt-to-income ratio, DTI, is the percentage of your monthly income that goes toward paying off your debts. Lenders use this ratio to assess your ability to take on additional debt. The lower your DTI, the better your chances of getting approved for a loan. A DTI of 43% or lower is generally considered good, although some lenders may be willing to go higher if you have a high income or other compensating factors. Employment history. Lenders want to see a stable employment history to ensure that you have a reliable source of income to repay the loan. Ideally, you should have been employed with the same employer for at least 2 years, although some lenders may be more flexible for self-employed borrowers or those who have recently changed jobs. Income. Your income is another crucial factor that lenders consider when assessing your loan application. Lenders want to see that you have enough income to comfortably repay the cash, and they'll typically require proof of income in the form of pay stubs, tax returns, or other documentation. Collateral. If you're applying for a secured loan, such as home equity, you'll need to provide collateral, which is a valuable asset that the lender can seize if you default on the lending. Collateral can include your home, car, or other valuable property. Having collateral can increase your chances of getting approved for cash, but it also means that you're taking on a greater risk. In the next sections, we'll explore each of these factors in more detail and provide tips on how to improve your eligibility for a $50,000 loan. Types of loans available. Before you start applying for $50,000, it's important to understand the different types of loans available. Each type of loan has its own eligibility requirements, interest rates, and repayment terms, so it's essential to choose the right type of loan for your needs. Secured loans. These require collateral, such as your home or car, to guarantee the cash. If you default on the loan, the lender can seize the collateral to recover their losses. Secured loans are generally easier to qualify for than unsecured loans since the collateral reduces the lender's risk. However, if you're unable to repay the loan, you could lose your collateral. Unsecured loans. Unsecured loans don't require collateral, but they typically have stricter eligibility requirements and higher interest rates. Since there's no collateral to back up the loan, the lender assumes a higher risk, and they'll want to ensure that you're a low-risk borrower. Personal loan. Personal loans are unsecured loans that you can use for any purpose, such as debt consolidation, home improvements, or other expenses. They typically have fixed interest rates and repayment terms, and they're often easier to qualify for than other types of loans. Home equity loan. Home equity loans are secured loans that use your home's equity as collateral. You can usually borrow up to 80% of your home's equity, and the interest rates are typically lower than unsecured loans. However, if you default on the loan, you could lose your home. Lines of credit. Lines of credit are flexible loans that allow you to borrow money as you need it, up to a predetermined credit limit. These can be secured or unsecured, and they typically have variable interest rates. Improving your loan eligibility. Now that you understand the key factors that affect your loan eligibility and the types of loans available, let's explore some strategies for improving your chances of getting approved for a $50,000 loan. Improve your credit score. One of the most effective ways to improve your loan eligibility is to improve your credit score. You can do this by paying your bills on time, keeping your credit card balances low, and disputing any errors on your credit report. Pay off debt. Paying off debt can lower your DTI and improve your chances of getting approved for cash. Focus on paying off high-interest debt first, such as credit card balances. Increase your income. Increasing your income can help you qualify for a larger lending. Consider taking on a part-time job or freelance work to supplement your income. Provide collateral. Providing collateral can reduce the lender's risk and increase your chances of getting approved for a loan. Consider using your home or car as collateral. Get a cosigner. If you have a low credit score or income, you may be able to qualify for a loan by getting a cosigner. A cosigner is someone who agrees to take on the responsibility of repaying the loan if you're unable to do so. In the next section, we'll explore the loan application process and provide tips for getting approved. Applying for a $50,000 loan. Once you've determined the type of loan you want to apply for and taken steps to improve your eligibility, it's time to start the loan application process. Gather required documentation. Before you apply for a loan, you'll need to gather some essential documents, including your proof of income, tax returns, and credit reports. You'll also need to provide identification, such as a driver's license or passport. Research lenders. Research lenders to find the best loan options for your needs. Look for lenders that specialize in the type of loan you're applying for and compare interest rates, fees, and repayment terms. Apply for pre-approval. Many lenders offer pre-approval, which is a preliminary assessment of your eligibility for a loan. Pre-approval can give you an idea of how much you can borrow and what interest rates and repayment terms you can expect. Submit your loan application. Once you've chosen a lender and completed the pre-approval process, you'll need to submit your loan application. Be prepared to provide detailed information about your income, employment, and credit history. Wait for approval. After you've submitted your loan application, you'll need to wait for the approval. The approval process can take several days to a few weeks, depending on the lender's policies. Tips for getting approved. Here are some additional tips for getting approved for $50,000. Choose the right lender. Choose a lender that specializes in the type of loan you're applying for and has a good reputation for customer service and fair lending practices. Be honest on your loan application. Provide accurate and honest information on your application. Lenders can verify your income and employment, and providing false information could lead to your loan being denied. Have a cosigner. Having a cosigner with good credit and income can increase your chances of getting approved for an advance. However, Be aware that your cosigner will be equally responsible for repaying the loan if you're unable to do so. Negotiate the terms. Don't be afraid to negotiate the interest rates, fees, and repayment terms with your lender. You may be able to secure better terms by shopping around and being a savvy negotiator. Conclusion. Getting approved $4.50,000 in Canada is possible, but it requires careful preparation and attention to detail. By understanding the eligibility requirements, types of loans available, and loan application process, you can increase your chances of getting approved for an advance that meets your needs. Remember to take steps to improve your credit score, pay off debt, and provide collateral or a cosigner if needed. And don't forget to shop around and negotiate the terms with multiple lenders to find the best loan options for you. FAQs. How much can I borrow with a $50,000 lending? The amount you can borrow with a $50,000 loan will depend on the type of loan you choose and your eligibility. Some lenders may offer loans up to $50,000, while others may have lower or higher maximum loan amounts. How long will it take to get approved for a $50,000 lending? The approval process $50,000 can vary depending on the lender and your eligibility. It can take anywhere from a few days to a few weeks to get approved for a loan. Can I get a $50,000 loan with bad credit? It may be more challenging to get approved for a $50,000 loan with bad credit, but it's not impossible. Consider improving your credit score, providing collateral or a cosigner, or working with a lender that specializes in bad credit loans. Need some extra cash to help your finances? Try Lionsgate. Are you struggling with your financial needs and need some extra cash? Lionsgate can help. Just fill out the form below, letting us know all your money or mortgage requirements, and we will find the best lender for you. Amazing thing! The process is free, and you can quit it at any time. We have a team of experts that analyze your requirements and pick the best lender for you with prudent advice. Note: please give your authentic information while completing the form below. Please share this article on your social media profiles if you found it helpful. Also, visit our blog to read similar helpful articles on finance, real estate, and getting mortgages.